Good morning, and welcome to Her Story's celebration of Women's History Month. My name is Midge, and throughout the month of March, we'll be highlighting the vital role played by women in history, which is the goal of Her Story. So today, we're going to celebrate the life of Madeline Zabriskie Doty. She was born in Greenfield, Massachusetts, in August of 1879. After graduating from Smith College, she went on to study law at Harvard, although women were strictly barred. She attended four lectures dressed as a man in a tailored suit and trousers with a hat to hide her hair before she was discovered by a professor. She argued her case strenuously before the faculty, but was not allowed to continue. She completed her law degree at New York University in 1902. Although she handily passed the bar, she didn't like trying cases, so she turned instead to social reform work. She worked in the juvenile court system until 1912, when she was appointed to the New York State Commission of Prison Reform, beginning her long career in public service. In 1913, Madeline decided that the very best way to determine what reforms were needed in prison was to become a prisoner. And with the cooperation of the warden and the chief matron, she was incarcerated for 4 days as Maggie Martin in the women's penitentiary at Auburn on a trumped-up charge of forgery. Upon her release, she wrote a scathing expose for the New York Sunday Post that described the deplorable conditions and her poor treatment as a prisoner. In 1918, Madeline became engaged to Roger Baldwin, the future founder of the American Civil Liberties Union. As a conscientious objector, he served a year in prison himself for refusing the draft. They were finally married in August of 1919, and they lived in Greenwich Village until about 1924, when Madeline was selected as the International Secretary of the Women's League for Peace and Freedom in Geneva, Switzerland. She spent most of her life abroad from this point, and made occasional visits back to New York or Florida. And again, in her mid-50s, she returned to school and earned her PhD in international relations from the University of Geneva.